Tuesday, January 7th. If you want some quick, easy, fun social media entertainment, there is a Twitter thread right now that is fantastic that I wanted to share with you. It's by at A Dribble O of Ink. A by Aiden Moher, Moher, but his handle A D R I B B L E O F I N K, a dribble of ink. And he tweeted simply, "Tell me a story about yourself that sounds like a lie but is absolutely true." And I don't follow this guy, but I guess a couple people that I do follow responded, and therefore it came up in my feed. And in his top pinned tweet, he has a link where you can see every single answer one after the other. And it's just like mostly simple and light and funny stuff. For example, I once said hi, Matt, to Matt LeBlanc in London, and he responded by hugging me and saying, "Thank you for not calling me Joey." As a child, I once asked Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's, to hold a piece of ribbon while he talked to someone else and then proceeded to run in circles around him until he was tied up. It's just like random shit like that from all random people. Like, it's not, one community. It's just random people telling funny stories about something in their past that like sounds so absurd but are actually true. When I was 10, I was on a bike ride with my dad and brother. We saw a stretch limo pull up and park nearby. The driver got out and retrieved two duffel bags from some bushes. He put them in the trunk and drove off. That's when I realized life was better than TV. I was detained by a SWAT team while filming a musical. Todd Haley once walked off the field during practice to greet me on the sideline, ask what I was up to these days, how family was. When I answered each question honestly during 10-minute convo, he never batted an eye. We had never spoken before that moment, no idea who he thought I was. It's just funny. And I was sitting here just kind of scrolling through it, and thought that I should share it with you because it is it goes on and on. And there's just a lot of like light little funny humor, and we all kind of need that in our day because especially when you're on Twitter, at least when I'm on Twitter, it usually makes me fucking enraged or sad or depressed. So when I get a thread that is nothing but or large majority of positive, funny, light-hearted vibes, want to spread that around. So check it out, A Dribble of Ink.